This past Thursday is being called the political Super Bowl by some and the beginning of the end for President Trump by others, as former FBI Director James Comey testified before a Senate committee. Did the results meet the expectations? Did Comey create more questions and concerns rather than resolving them? Here with his analysis is a best-selling author. His most recent book is Guilty as Sin. He's also a former foreign editor of Newsweek, former editor-in-chief of the New York Times Magazine, contributor to Vanity Fair and Parade, Edward Klein. Thanks for being here today, sir.
Well, it's a great pleasure to be back with you. Thank you for having me.
And to check out everything about it, Ed, it's edwardklein.com. He also blogs, and even between his many books, he gives you little tidbits and behind-the-scenes stuff on his blog at edwardklein.com as well. So, like I said in the introduction, Ed, expectations versus results. How did Comey fare, if you put it all on a scale?
Well, it depends on which media you're in touch with, whether it's left-wing media, which is, of course, the majority of media in this country, or the conservative media, meaning talk radio and Fox News, the New York Post. My personal view is that the single, single obsessive focus by the Democrats and liberals on getting Trump impeached, which I think has been their goal now for months, was not helped by James Comey. I don't think anything that Comey said yesterday rises to the level of obstruction of justice, which would be, of course, an impeachable offense. So in that sense, I think the president ducked the bullet. On the other hand, if you're the president of the United States and the recently fired FBI director goes before not only Congress, but the entire United States because of the media coverage and calls the president a liar and contradicts him and all that kind of stuff, that's not a good day for the president, no matter who the president might be. So I do think that the Democrats are not going to get what they want, but I think that the president was wounded in the public imagination yesterday.
Which do you think was the most powerful result of the testimony? Was it Comey basically confirming that the Constitution allows the president to say to the FBI, for example, don't do that, don't look that way, don't drop that investigation? We can get into interpretation, you know, I'd like you to drop that too. I'll get to that in a minute.
Right.
But is it that? Is it the fact that Comey confessed that he was directly / indirectly one of the leakers to the New York Times, or was it the fact that Comey confessed that Loretta Lynch tried to influence him on the Hillary, quote-unquote, matter/investigation?
Well, with so many things that, and I'm glad you've mentioned some of them, because I think in that sense, his appearance and his testimony was a little confusing for everyday average Americans to come away with a single conclusion. One of the conclusions I came away with was I've been asked since yesterday by talk radio hosts whether I was surprised when Comey said that Loretta Lynch, the attorney general, asked him, Comey, to call the Hillary investigation a matter, quote-unquote, rather than a criminal investigation. And was I surprised about that? And the answer I have given is no, I wasn't surprised at all, even though a lot of people were, because in my most recent book, Guilty as Sin, I report that Loretta Lynch, the attorney general, was in cahoots with the Obama White House through Valerie Jarrett on a day-to-day basis about the Hillary Clinton investigation, which she should not have been. It should have been an independent investigation, independent of the White House. But in fact, Valerie Jarrett, on behalf of the president, was calling the shots. It was she who asked Loretta Lynch to call the investigation a matter rather than an investigation. And that's what Loretta Lynch did. So I think in my own viewpoint, if you think that Donald Trump stepped over the line in getting himself entangled in an investigation that he shouldn't have, well, certainly Barack Obama did too. Barack Obama twice called Comey and invited him to the White House to have in one case, a beer with him, and in another case, play basketball with him. Clearly an effort to get close to Comey and put pressure on him to go easy on Hillary Clinton. So, you know, what Donald Trump is being accused of these days is not unprecedented, either from the Obama point of view, or if you go all the way back to Jack Kennedy and his brother as Attorney General. Believe me, that was a close relationship, and whatever the Attorney General did, he did on behalf of the President of the United States.
And a little history lesson, too. I posted this on Facebook a few days ago. Bobby Kennedy had backdoor ties with Russia and actually used, I believe it was ABC, then ABC News, Washington journalist John Scali as a go-between.
Absolutely. And, you know, nobody reports that today in any of the newspapers that I've read so far and are on TV. But you're absolutely correct. And I'm not saying it's a good thing for the President of the United States to even intimate that he thinks an investigation should go one way or the other. But for Donald Trump to say, you know, I hope you'll go easy on my pal General Flynn is a whole lot different than saying you better go easy on him or else I will, and then I follow through and do something to actually impede the investigation, which he didn't do because later he said to Comey, listen, if one of my satellites, I think he called them, is guilty of doing something, well, go look and see if you can find out. So, you know, there's no obstruction of justice.
So, Edward Klein, former foreign editor of Newsweek, editor-in-chief of the New York Times Magazine, contributes to Vanity Fair and Parade, edwardklein.com. His most recent book, Guilty as Sin, available at edwardklein.com, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Now, with that in mind, with Comey's interpretation, I think back to the, it's a tired, really not that funny of a joke, but a lady's in the swimming pool, a lifeguard comes over, says, hey, lady, gather, didn't you see that sign? She says, what sign? He said, that sign over there says, no swimming allowed. Oh, I thought that said, no, swimming allowed. So it's all interpretation, which, like you said, the words Trump says, I hope you can let this go, was it, I hope you can let this go, or I hope you can let this go. Big difference.
Absolutely. A very, very, very big difference, and you're absolutely right. And I unfortunately, you know, the sense that the Democrats have that they own the White House and that they were therefore robbed of the election and therefore this resistance movement, excuse me, against Trump is in full cry. And it's the goal, of course, is to impeach him and get him out of office. It's a really a such a huge disservice to this country that this party, the Democratic Party, refused to cooperate with the President of the United States on anything, including things that are so obviously in the interest of this country, such as, for instance, infrastructure or keeping the southern border safe from immigration and from terrorists crossing the border. But the Democrats are, I think, demented about all this, and therefore this country is in a state of complete partisan deadlock.
And the news media is not far behind in that dementia, to the point where I think any so-called journalist under the age of 35, from what I watched on Thursday, seemed to be shocked by the possibility that there's taping being done in the Oval Office. Well, another history lesson for those individuals, that's been going on since the days of FDR.
That's right. That's absolutely correct. Again, something that no one has mentioned except you, in the media that I've seen so far.
Just to wrap things up, was Comey looking for confession?
Revenge, in my view.
Yeah, I was going to say confession, redemption, or revenge.
I think revenge. And, you know, Comey is a butter won't melt my mouth, Boy Scout, purer than the driven snow and all those other cliches guy who thinks he's better than everybody else, and he comes across as kind of an aw shucks testimony, witness in the testimony seat, and yet that's not him at all. He is a really slippery, very clever, cunning operator, and I think yesterday was clearly an attempt to, number one, get back at Trump personally, and number two, to hand Mueller, who is now the special counsel, the role of investigating the president, who has never been under investigation, I'm talking about Trump now, up to now, for obstruction of justice. I think that was his goal yesterday.
He is former foreign editor of Newsweek, former editor-in-chief of New York Times Magazine, contributor to Vanity Fair and Parade, most recent book, Guilty as Sin. You can find it all at edwardkline.com. Ed, thanks for being here today.
Great to be with you. Thanks so much.